New York's Broad Channel neighborhood is an island in more ways than one. Politically, its population actively supports U.S. President Donald Trump in a liberal city. But Broad Channel is also an actual island that rises over the waters of Jamaica Bay. New York City officials believe that climate change is likely to affect the Broad Channel area. Yet most residents there are not worried about the United States' decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement. On Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he had informed the United Nations of the decision. He described the agreement as an unfair economic burden to the U.S. economy. The process of withdrawal will take 1 year. In 2012, Superstorm Sandy nearly destroyed much of the Broad Channel neighborhood. Since then, large houses have been lifted up. People move cars every day to avoid rising waters. But many residents see the flooding as a way of life and not a climate change problem. When we were kids, I had a friend on 12th Road. The tide would come in and out of her house, said 59-year-old Marty Feeney. He is a former New York City Police Department detective. Feeney has been a Broad Channel resident all his life. He said he supported Trump and that climate change was not a worry for him. His beliefs are like many others on the island of about 3,000 people. It would cost us so much money to do things we are already doing to be in this Paris Climate Agreement, said Nicholas Piero. He is also a 59-year-old retired New York City police officer and a Trump supporter. Piero added that he plans to vote for Trump again in 2020. During the presidency of Barack Obama, the United States promised under the Paris Agreement to take steps to slow climate change. Obama agreed to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by as much as 28% from 2005 levels by 2025. Trump has changed all that. He has celebrated growing U.S. gas and oil production. He has also taken steps to reduce rules on energy companies. He says these are just two economic benefits of leaving the 2015 agreement. Events like tidal flooding are expected to become more widespread over the next 100 years in coastal areas because of climate change, said a report released earlier this year. The New York City Panel on Climate Change produced the report. By the year 2099, the entire neighborhood of Broad Channel will likely be completely submerged by monthly high tides, said Philip Orton. He is a research associate professor at Stevens Institute of Technology and was one of the writers of the report. He added that now there is just regular flooding at the lowest part of the island. Other residents who have lived with years of floods say they believe climate change is a problem. They say Trump's decision to leave the Paris Accord is a mistake. I think it's definitely global warming, said 62-year-old Patty Kissane. She explained how rising high tides have forced her to change where she puts her car every day. Kissane said she supports the president's Republican Party, but is not a Trump supporter. I totally disagree with him, she said. We should be fighting global warming. But some residents said they did not want to pick a political side. It's kind of become a team sport, politics, said 43-year-old Michelle Green. She is involved in local efforts to improve Broad Channel's future. If that's your guy, you're going to go with everything he says, she added. I'm Susan Shand.